Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hoop Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yes, and diddly-doo, it is Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So, British citizens, if you ever wanted to kind of pick and choose about, 2,500 film and TV titles and have those be, about 90% free too, well, guess what? The BFI has got a little treat for you. Starting today, the British Film Institute is launching a project called Britain on Film. And they're going to offer online access to thousands of archive videos. Now, of these offerings, the majority of these videos are actually shot by amateurs, although there is some in there from professionals, but most have never been seen before. The BFI is putting this project together to show personal perspectives of how British life has changed over the years. And in doing so, the BFI will be holding 85 screening events in 46 locations. So if this piques your interest, say you want to know what your town that you're living in right now looked like many, many years ago, use the BFI handy search engine and it'll let you look up clips from specific locations. Have fun taking a trip down memory lane. So if you've been looking to get an Apple Watch but scared, ooh, supply gonna be tight? Am I actually gonna be able to get one? Yeah, chances are you're probably going to get one. Why is that? Well, the demand for the watch has kind of went... The Apple Watch sales in the United States have slowed down quite a bit in June. That's according to data from research firm Slice Intelligence. The report is claiming that Apple is selling fewer than 20,000 watches per day in the United States and fewer than 10,000 on certain days. Slice Intelligence also says that two-thirds of the Apple Watches sold to date have been that entry-level sports model. Yes, the cheapest version possible. And hey, if you're curious about how many people bought those luxurious Apple Watches, yeah, fewer than 2,000 did in the U.S. through June. Now, of course, Apple's not publicly disclosed any Apple Watch sales figures since the thing launched back in April. We probably won't hear anything from Apple regarding that till around July 21st for the third quarter results, which more than likely will probably tell a slightly different story than what Slice is. Hey, while we're talking about Apple and how many people are still really ticked off that home sharing was gone in iOS 8.4, well, Eddie Q has reached out to us. Eddie Q actually said yesterday on Twitter that the company is working on having home sharing back in iOS 9. Well, we hope so, Eddie. Basically confirming that the removal is only temporary. A temporary screw-up, apparently. The public beta of iOS 9, by the way, will be released later this month at some point, but don't expect to be seeing home sharing in there. Mm-mm-mm. From what we're hearing, the first builds of iOS 9 beta coming out, yeah, it still does not include home sharing. That may or may not change. Hey, while we've got Apple down on the ground and give them a little kick here and there, let's just kick them a little bit more. Samsung has been named the most reputable tech company in the U.S. Really? Yes, Samsung, the company where sales are declining for the cell phones, beat out all the biggest competitors in 2015 so far. Samsung's U.S. ranking is sitting at 28 so far this year, while Apple is sitting at 21st. Now, apparently this goes the other way. You think, oh, 21st, Apple's better. No. It's the higher the number, the better, apparently. Amazingly enough, Samsung is actually put ahead of Tesla, Sony, HP, Microsoft, and even Google. All of this data is coming from the Reputation Institute, and it looks at 7 categories to determine its reputation, including products, services, innovation, workplace, governance, citizenship, leadership, and performance. Maybe here at BTN we need to reach out to the Reputation Institute and ask, just out of curiosity, how much did Samsung pay you? Now, Sony fans, if you were scared thinking, oh, man, I really like your mobile phones, but unfortunately you're getting out of the business. No. According to Sony mobile chief Hiroki Tokaki, gosh, I hope I said that right, he promised that the company is never, ever going to exit the mobile phone industry. To quote Mr. Tokaki, he said, "We will never sell or exit our current mobile business." Going on to add, there's no way to justify walking away from such a big and important market. He also said that Sony's mobile division has big plans for wearables and among other of Internet of Things, whatever Internet of Things means. So what will be Sony's big phone coming out? Probably the Xperia Z5 that's going to be launched later this year to get things, they hope, back on track. And finally, space, the final frontier. This is the communicator that all Star Trek fans have wanted to have for the last 50 years, and now you can own it. Yes, indeed. You know the original communicator that was on the Star Trek, you know, the... Well, it can now be yours for $149. And yes, it's not a ripoff thing. This is an actually authentic Star Trek communicator. Now, what it does, it hooks up to your phone's Bluetooth, so you can't be too far away from your phone if you want to relive that 1966-67 experience. However, you're going to have to wait a little bit, because the communicator is not going to start shipping until January of next year. Oh. The Wong Company, who's the maker of the communicator, have put in high-quality microphones and a speaker in the shell, so you get outstanding audio quality, as they're saying it. So if you're ready to be beamed up to 1966, it's time to get this on your list for January of 2016. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out our website with this show and all the other BTN shows at BritishTechNetwork.com. And when I mean shows, we got a lot of shows. Max Show, Big Show, Pocket Show, Gamer Show, and the fantastic New Guitar Show. It's all over there at BritishTechNetwork.com. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow. Obviously, it's Thursday, and you guys know how it is for me. It's probably going to be a very freaking late edition of the BTN News Show. I'll do my best, though, to push you out of show tomorrow. Until then, have a fantastic Wednesday ahead, and thank you, as always, for listening.